I'm going to call this meeting of the Government Operations Committee to order. Today is Thursday, May 14th, 2020. This meeting is being conducted remotely pursuant to House Rule 10.01. We don't have any minutes, do we? I'm going to hold on. Ms. Rudolph, what day, for which day are we approving the minutes? I just don't see it in the scratch sheet.
It's for May 8th.
Okay, sorry. So the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the May 8th meeting of the Government Operations Committee. I will move approval. Is there any discussion to the minutes? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. The minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is House File 3903. This is the pension bill. We have Chair Murphy here to discuss it. So I will move that House File 3903 be referred to the General Register. There's also a DE3 amendment. Chair Murphy, would you like me to move the amendment in the shape you'd like?
Please.
Okay. I will move the H3903-DE3 amendment. Is there any discussion to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Chair Murphy, would you like to discuss the bill as amended?
Mr. Chair, I think it could be more succinct, and I don't know when I'm going to get blanked out here, but if Ms. Lincheski, Mr. Burkett from the Pension Commission would explain it. It has passed. It passed the Pension Commission unanimously, and it was amended yesterday. In our last meeting of this session, and we strongly recommend that it be passed because all the agency or the people that are involved in any article or any section of the bill were unanimously endorsing this non-controversial pension bill. It's very important that the technical aspects of it passes during this session.
Okay, thank you, Chair Murphy. Ms. Lincheski, maybe I will just go to you at this point. If you could please identify yourself and then proceed with your testimony.
Yes, thank you, Chair Freeberg. Oh, goodness, I'm having a little bit of trouble here speaking this morning, but thank you. My name is Susan Lincheski. I'm the Executive Director of the Legislative Commission on Pensions and Retirement. In the interest of time, I will go through the DE3 very, very quickly. I believe you've all been provided with a general summary as well as a section by section summary. So the details are all specified, all laid out in those summaries. The DE3 consists of 17 articles. Very quickly, going through the articles, Article 1 relates to the State Board of Investment and is designed to save investment fees. It expands the categories of investments that the SBI can invest in. Article 2 deals with St. Paul City and School District and contributions they are making to multi-employer plans for construction and building trades employees. It permits those to continue and phases out para-participation for new employees. Article 3 phases out augmentation for employees formerly who were public employees but are now private in the private sector and are employed by hospitals or nursing homes that were privatized in the past. Augmentation is being phased out under Article 3. Articles 4 through 8, the next five articles are technical changes to statutes relating to the state auditor's reporting requirements, Minnesota State Retirement System, Public Employees Retirement Association, the Para Statewide Volunteer Firefighter Plan, and the Teachers Retirement Association. All the changes are technical in nature, but are needed to bring the statutes into compliance with operation and administrative procedures. Article 9 is for one former firefighter of Maplewood to allow him to buy 7 months of service. Articles 10 through 16, the next 7 articles all relate to volunteer firefighter relief associations. They include procedures for dissolving relief associations, converting reliefs from defined benefit to defined contribution plans. Also for the sharing of fire state aid between the cities and relief associations, and specific provisions for the Brooklyn Park Relief, Ramsey Relief, Egan, and Austin Reliefs. Article 17, the final article in the bill, extends for 1 year a grandfather in the MSRS unclassified plan that allows for more generous factors in computing annuities. And that's my summary of the bill, Chair. If any questions, we're happy to answer those.
Thank you, Ms. Lencheski. I know we also have representatives of the different pension plans as well as the state auditor's office here in case there are questions for them that arise. Member discussion. Is there anyone who has any questions or would like to speak? Representative Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You got me?
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to thank Ms. Lencheski for her work on this. I know there's a lot of very important moving parts here, and I know she's a hard worker, and she did great, so thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Heinrich. Representative Vogel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and to echo those thoughts on appreciation for what's been done here, especially in the area of the Volunteer Fire Department Relief Association work. That had been an ongoing effort for a number of years, and there was a lot of thorny issues to cut through to get that to work, especially when it came to departments that were converting from paid on call to full time. And they did a wonderful job of putting that together, bringing all the parties together. And, you know, when we look at a bill like this, we just see the words of the bill, and all of a sudden they're there in front of us, and it doesn't really recognize all of the hard work that went into this, not only by staff, but all the other fire department people and everybody that participated in getting this done. So just wanted to express my appreciation to staff, to Representative Nelson, for the fine job of getting that work done, because it's nice to be able to be voting on this. I'm a retired firefighter, volunteer firefighter, and it's nice to be voting on this and seeing that everybody can come together and do such a good job. So my thanks to all.
Thank you, Representative Vogel, and thank you for your service on the Pension Commission as well. Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank Chair Murphy and Ms. Lencheski and the other committee members. That little item for the Maplewood firefighters, those small things really make a difference for some of these people and can change their lives. But anyways, thank you for your work, and I guess that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Lilly. Chair Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members. This was a lot of hard work done on this. There was a lot of moving pieces on this as we went through. Unfortunately, there was a couple of things that were left out of it that we have to continue to work on. A couple of those have to do with that we're going to be working on to the summer. And there's another piece that on the firefighter relief associations that needs to be worked out to dealing with firefighters that the firefighter relief associations that have put management of their funds into under para with the state Bureau I can't even say it, Bureau of Investment, State Board of Investment. That's what I'm trying to say this morning. It's early. And so we need to continue working on those things next session. But this has been a good plan going out, and especially important that we get the Brooklyn Park piece passed this year, because they've already just gotten rid of all their volunteers and gone to a full-time fire staff, and they need to be able to disperse the money that's in the Fire Relief Association.
Thank you, Chair Nelson. Is there anybody else who would like to speak to this bill? All right, I'm not seeing anybody, so I guess I'll just pile on the thanks. I know it's been a lot of work. I appreciate the work of the Pension Commission staff, representatives of the plans, Chair Murphy, of course. This has been my first year on the Pension Commission, and it's been very informative, and I really appreciate all the work that's gone into it. So with that, do you have any closing remarks, Chair Murphy?
I would appreciate your support.
Thank you. With that, I will renew my motion that House File 3903, as amended, be referred to the General Register. The clerk will take the roll.
Representative Freiberg.
Yes.
Representative Salk.
Yes.
Representative Quam. Representative Quam.
Yes.
Representative Bonner.
Aye.
Representative Elkins.
Aye.
Representative Gomez. Representative Heinrich.
Aye.
Representative Cagle.
Aye.
Representative Lehman.
Yes.
Representative Lee.
Aye.
Representative Lilly.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Nash. Representative Nelson.
Aye.
Representative Tice.
Aye.
Representative Vogel.
Aye.
Representative West.
Aye.
Representative Gomez.
Aye.
Representative Nash. You have 16 ayes, Chair.
Okay, there being 16 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. The bill is referred to the General Register. So thank you, Pension Committee staff, Chair Murphy, for being here. There's nothing else on the agenda. This is likely our last meeting. I mean, anything's always possible with this committee. There could be some emergency where we need to meet again. I don't anticipate that at this point. So, you know, many chairs I know in their last meeting will thank everyone individually. It seems like when I do that, I end up forgetting somebody. So I'm just going to issue kind of a general thank you to everyone who has helped make this committee possible and work as well as it does, from the GOP members to the researchers on both sides, the CLA, the CA, the interns we had during the session, the nonpartisan staff. Okay, now I'm listing categories of people. I'm probably going to forget somebody there too. If I did, I apologize. But this has been—it's been an honor to chair this committee, and I think we've worked pretty well together. So really appreciate all the work that's gone into this. Is there any further discussion before I adjourn the meeting? Okay, seeing none, this has gone much quicker than I expected. So thank you for the brevity here as well. I'll release you and give you back some of your morning. So
Mr.
with that,
Chair?
I'm sorry. Yes, who was that?
This is Representative Quam. I had raised my hand, but I'm probably off to the side of the gallery.
Sure.
I wanted to say this has been a generally fun and interesting committee, and we've had, I think, a friendly banter, even when we may have disagreed on the details. And I have enjoyed the working with everyone, the staff. Over the years, they've proven just how deep their understanding and skill set are. But I think this has gone well as a committee, and I want to thank everyone involved.
Thank you, Representative Quam. It's been a pleasure working with you as the ranking member as well. So thank you for committing your expertise and experience to this committee as well. seeing a note getting typed here in real time. Well, with that, I think I will just thank you everyone once again, and I will adjourn this meeting. So.